Praise the Lord. Message number 133. The title of the message, Put God First, Part 8. The book of Haggai, Chapter 1. Let's open our Bible to the book of Haggai, Chapter 1, and let us read the whole chapter from verse 1 to verse 15. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say the time has not yet come for the Lord's house to be built. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. It is a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin. Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but you are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why? Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew, and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, and whatever the ground produces, on men and cattle, and on the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God has sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of King Darius. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that you sent to your church. We do pray for revival. We pray for more workers to raise up, to commit, to recommit their lives and we have to turn from their own ways and business with their personal gain and life to commit their life fully to serve you wholeheartedly. Lord, I pray you anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. We adore you. Lord, the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people and your servant, and receive the glory and honor and the fruit that you desire. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen. The Temple of God in Jerusalem. We know that Solomon had built that temple. And we know that when the people of God start to sin, please get corrupted and involved in idol worship and deviated from the word of God, God ordained destruction and allow the Babylonian army to enter Jerusalem and destroy the temple and take the people of God captive and brought them to Babylonian, and they stayed there 70 years, the ordained period for their discipline as a consequence of their sin. But when the 70 year finished, God brought them back to the promised land, back to Jerusalem, and they settled in Jerusalem, and God reminding them and calling them back, as we have read in the book of Haggai, to rebuild up the temple that was in ruin, that was destroyed. What is the temple of God's story? How the initiative was taken of the first time where the temple of God was built in Jerusalem. We know King David. One time he have it in his heart and he tell it to Nathan the prophet that I live in a panel palace, but the ark of God is in a tent. And David expressed that he is not happy with that. I am living in a comfortable house, but the ark of God is in a tent. The same thought. The Holy Spirit was convicting the people who went back from exile, from bondage, from suffering, back to their land that God ordained for them and God promised them, and they got settled and they started to be busy with their own houses and life, but they kept aside the temple of God. They put it aside too. The idea of rebuilding the temple, they put it aside because they were busy with their own projects. In some Bibles, when open the book of Haggai, there is a photo. There are certain Bible have photo for each book. How they illustrate the book of Haggai by drawing the temple in the middle, a destroyed temple in ruin, but around the temple in a circle round about houses of people in order and well arranged, and people are so busy in building and active. But in the middle of the picture, in the middle of the drawing, the temple of God, desolate, no one get involved, no one is concerned with, and laid in its destruction. That's the book of Haggai. And God this time spoke through the prophet Haggai to the people. He spoke to Zerubbabel, the governor, the leader, who lead the people, is a descendant of David, and he should be the one to stand as David stand. The Bible said that David did not like to have rest or to go to his bed unless to find a place for the Ark of God. But Zerubbabel is careless about it. He is also busy with his own house and palace. But the house of the Lord is in ruin. The same to the priest, the high priest, Jeshua, son of Jehozadak. The message came to both of them because they are the leader. They should motivate and mobilize the church to do the work of God. Why the people? They put aside the temple of God, although they know that God brought them back in order that His temple to be rebuilt and the Lord will be honored. In verse 2, this is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say the time has not yet come for the Lord's house to be built. Wrong timing. The people, they say, no, this is the time. We are busy with our children, with our families, with our work, with this project. After we finish all these things, now this is the time. And they will say, this is not the time. We cannot do ministry now. We are busy with this and this and that and this. After we finish all these things, after I finish that and after I finish this and after I finish my study and after I finish my building my house and after I finish sending my all children to the college, after that, then I will think about it to save God. Wrong timing. This is the right time to save God. Wrong timing. The thought of putting the ministry and service of God aside, that will not help you. That will add trouble into your life. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. It is time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin. You are thinking about yourself and you are dedicating all what you have for your personal things. But the ministry, the church of God, the work of God has been put aside. God give you resources, money, talents, efforts, strength, gifts, spiritual gifts, and this is not for you. This God wanted to invest them in His kingdom. Some people, they say, we don't have panel houses. You may not have panel houses, you may not have money, you may not have much. But the same message. It is time for you, yourself, to be busy with your own minds and dreams and plans. Why you cannot give to God? Because your mind is occupied with your projects, with your ambition, with your own plans and will. When coming to God, you are fully occupied with other things. You cannot give to God. But the point here, why you don't have? You don't have simply because you are not putting God first. Not only wrong timing, but wrong priorities. Sometimes people, they think that when they will move away from God and be busy with their own life, they will have a better life. No, you will have miserable life. You will not have joy and peace. You know what he say here? He say, give careful thought to your ways. What he told them? You have planted much, but have harvested little. Much plant. They plant much, more project, more investing. What you have money, you put it in all, a lot of things. But there is no harvest. There is no fruit. You eat but never have enough. You are getting things. You are receiving things. But you are not satisfied. It is not enough. You spend more than your income. Why? You are in negative vicious circle. Why? Because you put your priorities in the wrong way. You put God second. In the book of Haggai, the people, Zerubbabel, Joshua, the priest, the remnant, they put God second. They put God aside. They were working hard, but nothing. You drink, but never have your full. Drinking much, receiving much, but you are not filled. Who will be filled? Blessed are those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, for they will be filled. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek God, put God first, then He will give you satisfaction. He will build up your life in the right way. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. The more you move away from God and the ministry and the church, and be busy with your own house and plans and a project, the more you are in negative. You put on clothes but are not warm. These are very beautiful things. They put the clothes but they are not feeling they are warm. Still they are feeling cold. Why? Who make you feel warm? God. Who make you feel satisfied? God. Who give you the harvest? Yes, you plant, but who give the harvest? God. And when you put Him aside, because you are busy with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and put God at the end of your list, the more you work hard, the more you find yourself with a negative circle. He say in verse 6, you earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. That is a very profound thing. The Bible speaks about a purse with holes. When you don't serve God, when you are busy with your own life and put God aside, you receive wages, you receive income, but as if you are putting your money in a purse with holes. You are receiving much, but because you don't serve God, you put God first, you put the church, you have put God not the first, and you put aside the ministry and the church, then as if you are putting your money in a purse with holes. As if your purse having holes cannot retain the money. There is no blessing in the money that you are receiving. Give careful thought to your ways. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You know how you can make money when you put God first and give Him what belongs to Him. You know how you will have time when you give your time to God and honor Him. You know how you will have good health and strength when you give your strength and your body to God and honor Him. Give careful thought to your ways. Verse 8, go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house so that I may take a pleasure in it and be honored. Go up to the mountain. Spend effort on God. Climb for God. Spend for God. Cut the wood. Carry the wood. Bring down and honor God. Try it now. Try God. Try serving the Lord. You know how to deal with your enemy? Commit yourself to God and He will deal with them. Don't be deceived. Why people, they cannot serve God, or they are not willing to serve God? Because they are fully occupied and busy with other things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are all are troubles you are dealing. The more you are away from God and serving Him, the more your is a problem. You will have more problems. Serving them, it starts by coming back to God. God will serve them to you. God will handle them. God will deal with them. You know what He say? Verse 9, you expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. Use your working because you want to build your own house, because you want to do this project, because you want to finish your study, but you expect much. You want to save money, you expect much, but then turn out to be little. Your calculation at the end of 3, 4, or 5 years or 6 years end up to be nothing. What you expect, you have not reached. It is less than what you calculate. And what you say more, what you brought home, I blew away. Wow. That's very dangerous. You work hard. You bring things to the house to enjoy them. But God blew them away. They are taken away from you. Why? Because of my house, which remain a ruin while each of you is busy with his own house. Why? Why like that? Because everyone busy with his own mind, thought, and plans. While the house of God, the ministry of God, remain in ruin. Verse 10, therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew, and the earth is crops. That attitude, that wrong attitude, because of that, the heaven is closed, and the earth also is freezed. No crops, and no dew. Who withhold them? God. You see, the more you think about yourself, the more you are selfish, the more you are very active, you know, for your personal things, they will go the people. Some personal things they want to do, they are very smart, they are very talented in doing it, they are very punctual, yeah, they are very skillful, and they are very persevering. But when the thing is coming to God, can you do this for the Lord? The excuses will start. And what God say more? I call for a drought on the fields, on the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, and whatever the ground produces, on men and cattle, and on the labor of your hands. Wow. Here now we understand why there are problems, why you have personal problems, and why there is a drought. You know, there is a crisis everywhere nowadays. Price is high, no income, no business, no profit. Why? God had called a drought on the fields, mountains, on the grain. The new wine, the Holy Spirit, even God is not speaking. Holy Spirit is not working. The oil, no Holy Spirit, no work of the Holy Spirit, no miracles, no wonder. And whatever the ground produces, the ground is not receiving something from it. God is not making the ground fertile and fruitful. On men, people, they have no manpower that give good effort, on cattle, and on the labor of your hands. You work hard, but there is no fruit. Wrong timing and wrong priorities. God call you to put Him first. God call you to repent. The more you are away from God, the more you are in trouble. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obey the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God has sent him, and the people fear the Lord. And I pray that this message will bring repentance in your life, and fear the Lord, and respond to the message, and obey it, and start to serve the Lord. That is the solution for your crisis and your problem. This is the solution for your sickness. This is the solution for your stagnation, to start to serve God and obey Him. That's a decision you need to make. As the people, they make that decision. They were busy with their own house, but they decided to leave what is in their hand, to leave that project, that plan, to put it aside. And Lord, I am coming to you. You had wasted much, I tell you the truth. With what you are doing, you have wasted money, effort, strength, and time. And my advice for you, you stop this nonsense and come back to God and start to serve Him. Put aside what your hand is busy with, and turn toward God, come back to His church, and start to serve Him. Put aside your own things. Change your mind and your thought. In regard of the priorities, you must understand, as the people understand, that they have a problem, that there is financial crisis, that there is a dryness, because they forsake God and we are doing the thing that God not had ordained for them. There are things God give you, as we spoke, and God recommend that these things will be invested for His kingdom. Time, effort, strength, money, resources, spiritual gifts need to be invested in the kingdom of God. Why you cannot? Could be you are unwilling, or could be it is going into wrong resources, into wrong direction, as that happened in the book of Haggai. Wrong priorities. They thought that is these are the important things, to build their own houses while they keep the temple of God not built, not rebuilt. They think that's correct what they are doing. That's wrong direction of the resources. Or you are willing, but you cannot give because you are blocked. You are in a blind end. You are in a crooked blind end, and you don't know how to come back. Certain sin in your life had take you away, and you are in a crooked blind end of a long way. You need, in this case, a counseling and advice. You come, open up what is in your heart and life, so that we can give you advice and you can be restored to God and to His church and to the ministry. When the people hear the message, they obey, they repent. This is a real repentance, because they have left what they are busy with, and they came and they started to work on the house of the Lord. They put aside their own agenda, their own plans, and they come back to the Lord. Have you seen builders? Every one of us have seen people building houses or buildings. What they are wearing? They are wearing simple clothes, dirty, they are sweating, they are working together. Do they have a pride look? Are they arrogant? No, they are simple. Builders are simple, humble. And this is very important. Things that we want to emphasize. In the Old Testament, the temple of God was a building. But in the New Testament, the temple of God is the, and the church of God is we. Personnels. And when God is telling you to rebuild up the temple, to come back and get join the church, is about your life, because you are the church. Your body is the temple of God. And if you don't care about the things of God and the plan of God, you are destroying yourself. Why I expect that the builders are wearing simple clothes, cheap clothes, they are looking humble, dirty, they work together. We need to work together. There must be humility and humbleness. You don't need to be a defensive person. When I ask some people, how are you? Praise the Lord, very good. They have many problems. Yes, we trust God. If we are saying, praise the Lord, and we have many problems, because we have faith in God, that's good. But we say, praise the Lord, and we have many problems, and we don't like to open up. That's the pride. And that's why some people, they cannot come back to God's surface, to God's ministry, because they are at the blind end of a crooked long way, and they don't know how to come back. They need a help, a spiritual help, but they are not willing to open up and humble. No, they are not willing to open up their sin. Anyone who confess and renounce his sin, he'll be shown mercy and prosper. That's what the Bible say. But the one who conceal them, he will not find mercy. He will have more trouble. Now as a church, we are willing to help you. You listen very well. But you need to come up with the humility. Recognizing your sin. Repenting of them. Then we can work with you and with the Lord so that you will be restored back fully to God and to the ministry, and your life will be a blessed life. You will enjoy it. When I speak about the book of Haggai, we are speaking about rebuilding the temple of God. But in the New Testament, who is the temple of God? Is you. And God wants to build your life, to rebuild your life in the right way. You know, when there is people who build, there is somebody who is supervising, engineer. And then they give instruction. And when the builder, they listen to the instruction, the laborer, they listen to the instruction, they obey it, the building will go and progress in the right way. Suppose engineer give instruction, but the laborer did not do. When he will come back, he will find that the building is going to wrong direction. And that's why most of you who suffer in your life, you did not listen to the instruction that you had received from us as a church. What is our duty as a church? We can read that in the book of Exodus, chapter 18. What is the responsibility of the church? Exodus chapter 18 and verse 20. What the father-in-law of Moses told him to do to the people. He told them, teach them the degrees and laws and show them the way to live and the duties they are to perform. This is our responsibility as a church. Teach you the degrees and the laws, the word of God, explain to you well, and show you from the scripture the way to live, and also put to you, to everyone, the duties and the responsibility that you are to perform. And you need to comply so that you will build your life in the right way and you will not face the problem that we have read in the book of Haggai, chapter 1. People, they are working hard, but there is no harvest. They are not filled. They don't have enough. They are not warm. Their money is going away. What more? What we have read? What they brought home, it had been blown away. There was dryness and drought in the fields and mountains, everything, cattle, men, mountains, and on the labor of their hands. We teach you and we give you the instructions so that you will not fall into troubles. When you build your life according to the word of God and the instruction that we give you that come from the word of God, you will not face this problem that we had read and explained from the book of Haggai chapter 1. Because that is our responsibility as a church. To direct you in the right way. In the book of Ezra chapter 8, there is a very beautiful verse about how the rebuilding of the temple was going on. People, they were willing, and I pray that you are willing to be rebuilt up in the way that God wants you to be. As you are willing to give effort and to the war and do the things that God wants you to do, I pray that this message God will use so that you will be restored back fully to Him. In the book of Ezra, chapter 8 and verse 14. We will read how the chapter 6 verse 14. We will read how the rebuilding was going on. So the elders of the Jews continued to build and prosper under the preaching of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah, a descendant of Iddo. They finished the building. They finished building the temple according to the command of the Lord, the God of Israel, and the decrees of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, kings of Persia. So how they continue to build? Under the preaching of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah. That's here the important of the instruction and the teaching that you receive. The instruction and the preaching that we give you, you apply in your life. Come for counseling, open up and receive the word of God and what you need to do. He said, the elders, you are the elder for others, to lead others. When you come back to God, not only your life will be rebuilt, but the other people's life will also be restored and rebuilt to God. But you say here, the elders of the Jews continue to build and prosper. As you listen to the teaching and obey the instruction, not only your life will be rebuilt, but you will prosper. Prosperity come here when they respond to the call of God and when they were willing to follow the instruction so that they build the temple of God in the way that God had ordained and commanded to be. The Lord say to them and they respond, I am with you. And I pray that today the message will stir up your heart and give you awareness and wakefulness that this is the time to come back to God, commit your life and resources, be willing to listen to teaching and instruction, and with the humility to apply what you had received from teaching and put into practice so that your life will be built up and you will be prosper. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. We bless you, we magnify you. We do pray, O God, that everyone who responds, Lord, restore him. And Lord, as you say, I am with you. Lord, be with them, be with those people who respond and use them so that their life will be built up and they will prosper and they will serve you with us. Oh God, I pray the purpose of sending this message of restoring ministries and restoring Lord congregation, restoring workers, and shall be accomplished, oh God. And Lord, send your blessing, oh God, and reverse the negative and the vicious circles that your people and your church is in the midst of it. Lord, I pray, O God, for a blessing upon a blessing, that you, Lord, allow blessing to come from heaven and from the earth, and you will bless the work of the hands of your people who respond to your call. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.